I've been president of Southern for 25 years now, and in Southern Baptist leadership for longer than that in various roles. I was a part of the I preached the sesquicentennial sermon of the Southern Baptist Convention in 1995 when we were 150 years old. And I was a part of the group that with African-American brothers met together, and we had a statement of repentance for slavery into which the Southern Baptist Convention had been born and in which Southern Baptists were complicit. But my heart and my thinking and my biblical theology is in a very different place than it was in 1995. And so I've never really said this publicly. Maybe this is the right place to say it. In 1995, I think what Southern Baptists wanted to say was that we were born in a racist past. We've been complicit with racism through segregation and Jim Crow all the way to the very recent present. We're drawing a line in 1995 and saying that was then, this is now. I think that was honest. I think it was wrong, but I think it was honest. I didn't feel that it was wrong in 1995, but the weight of history indicates that was wrong. What was wrong is that that was then is not over, and you can't just say we're drawing a line in 1995 as honestly as you might try to say it and say the past is merely the past, now we're moving forward. The sermon I preached that, to which you make reference was occasioned by my feeling of grief and recognizing the theological complicity of my own denomination in racism. And so it was an exercise in biblical exposition and biblical theology in an often neglected text of scripture from Genesis 11, demonstrating that it's going to take everything we've got in the gospel and in the scriptures to escape the trap of history. But we can't just draw a line. We're going to have to deal it. We're going to have to confront it. We're going to have to recognize the word stain is exactly the right word. It's a stain that we're going to carry as a denomination forever till Jesus comes.